Well, it's like do 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 do.
Wait, no. Now you da, 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 now you messed me up. I can't think of the theme.
Oh yeah.
I hear that turned into the Darth Vader song, you know, that turned into the Empire part of Star
Yeah,
Wars.
he ripped everything off of Star Wars. People don't realize, like, he ripped it off of Joseph Campbell. He ripped off of Hoyce. He ripped off of Buck Rogers. He ripped everybody off.
Well, maybe like he knows that he's a film score person, and so he's trying to give you something like God of
Yeah,
War to meet.
and I need it today. All right, done. Did it. It needs to sound like this. And can you do it right now? Yeah, here it is.
But we're gonna skip this quarter note and put it in 16th. Okay, so now we're having like sort of like the big finale musical for the
G-rated one.
indie, right, the G-rated one.
Oh, and Robert Downey Jr. is still in it.
Yeah, and he's doing a good job.
He's behaving.
Do you remember him from Newhart?
Yeah, I think so.
He was one of the patients. He was always like the wacky patient.
Yeah. I remember this guy. Oh,
I
just
remember
rolled it
one
up
time
on
on
him.
Newhart, he went to do some he was preparing for some test that was going to give him a certification for his work. And he was so nervous, you know, he was a psychological patient, that he had to have Newhart come along. And the guy started asking questions. And he goes, no, he says, no, can you, he wants to give his answers in the form of a question like Jeopardy. It was a really funny scene. Okay, never mind.
All right. That sounds good.
Now we're having our big finale. He goes, listen, I have worked with many people as my career as a director, and you people are certainly some of those people. So let's shoot! Action!
Mull is typing away. I love this. It's going to sound great on the screen.
Now we're seeing a very bad print, right? I mean, it just
Yeah.
doesn't look good. It might be that this film would be much better if you could see clearly and you weren't thinking of it as low budget.
You mean like when the pandemic ends, you're going to go up to a revival house and go, you should really put on rented lips. Screw it. Make it a senior film festival. Now that we can convene, let us all watch the films of Robert Downey Sr.
Now look at that production value, right? I mean,
That's good. Yeah.
they took their time, and then we see it on this crappy film and we don't appreciate it.
It looks about right, though.
They're the solid gold dancers. Now Martin Mull and his wife helped write the song, and you know Martin was a musician, so I'm sure it just wasn't the lyrics.
Yeah, right. I'm sure this is hysterical. I mean, like, if you walked into the set during the shooting, you'd be like, this looks great. Keep it up.
You
I can't
know,
wait to see the result.
this Dick Shawn, right? This is something interesting. He used to guest host on Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. But on January 1st, 1971, he did the last cigarette commercial on American television, Virginia Slims, and it aired on TV 1 minute before the cigarette ads were banned, you know, before it went into effect.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
1971. Dick Shawn, what a way to go. Yeah, well, beforehand, it was like the Flintstones were smoking and
Yes.
Winston's.
And it wasn't really understood that it was bad.
See, people forget two things. It's that Flintstones was a prime time sitcom aimed for adults.
Yes.
So it wasn't like they were aiming selling breakfast cereal and edible and edibles
It
and
wasn't
vitamins
a
at the
kids
time.
show. That's right.
And it was in black and white because a lot of times the commercials, you know, a lot of people watch the shows in black and white, and it was just cheaper for the commercials to keep doing the status quo, you know. So the reason why you had, like, you know, the Flintstones was in color, but the commercials were in black and white.
Now, for us personally, for Martin Mull, he was in OC and Stiggs.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, that was one of the first films I ever did with you that I like loved and paid attention to. It was National Lampoon too.
Yeah, and I have a photocopy. I should mail it to you, Carl. But of the episode, someone printed it out on the internet for me, of the stories of the original OC and Stig stories. And there was a Alan Moore comic. You know, Alan Moore, the Watchmen cartoonist. He did something for 2000 AD in the 80s. It was like Q. It was aliens. It was like QC and Quench or something like that. And it was a ripoff of OC and Stiggs. And I have it. It's funny stuff.
Rip
And
off or
actually,
tribute?
it was more of a tribute. You know, it was more of, I think they just, he ran with it, made them aliens. And those characters still exist. I just read like a recent 2000 AD comic, and they still use those characters. So,
Are they grown up or are they like kids in
no,
school?
they're just like alien teenagers, you know. And they get into alien teenager antics.
Now, thinking about you, I want to say that Martin Mull was in The Simpsons in one episode. He was in this episode called Dole in the Wind.
Yes, I remember. It was Grandpa. And he met the hippies that slept with his mom.
And also for both of us, he was in Get a Life, the Chris sitcom.
Yeah. Well, he was funny in Arrested Development too. He played a Gene Parmesan, who was the world's worst detective.
Okay, so here is one thing that was embarrassing, I feel, but maybe I'm wrong. It was 1994 TV movie called How the West Was Fun with Mary Kate and Ashley. So I would be embarrassed about that, but
I don't know. It is showing children how the West can be fun.
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So it's that it's
It's
got that going for it.
usually for the West is very intimidating to kids that age. So, you know, he was just helping them out. His mom's in
Now,
this movie?
for some reason, all the cast members in real life start showing up in this, including Jack Riley, including June Lockhart, and I guess it's just wrapping. There's Junior in the center. And look, Martin Mull is now on his own film for some reason.
Great.
In a
Expect his
big,
cameo.
huge audience, a big, see, you did it, Martin.
Martin. Martin. Yeah, look at that. It's so weird.
Look
Look, and the
at now
audience
it's
loves
Junior.
it. I love the director walked into the scene.
It was all a dream. Nah, just kidding.
This is the best way to wrap up any movie, is to have the movie itself win awards, and everyone's like, "Yes, we made a great movie."
Eating itself.
Yeah.
So, what'd you think? What'd you think?
Well, I'm 2 seconds. I can't understand like why the concept of our show has been going on fine for 4 years, and then this one movie. It's slow on my thing. I think it's a piece of shit. I mean, I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was, let's put it this way, it's a good Robert Downey Sr. movie. It has a beginning, middle, and end. It's a little inside.
Martin wrote
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it
it.
wasn't like Greaser's Paradise. Greaser's
Palace.
Palace, he was trying to, I don't know what he was trying to do, but he did it and just didn't have. Oh, Spuds McKenzie. Look at that. Charlie's sister's dog is Spuds McKenzie.
Really? You
Yeah.
think I would have picked that up in my research?
Well, I mean, this film's kind of hard to watch, so I
Now,
can't
look,
blame you.
Tyrell and the Reverend Kenneth Mars, they're cleaning up.
Yeah.
And give him a little broom.
They're cleaning up. I got you. See, I had to wait a couple seconds. I don't know why they're recording.
Their failure, you know, as
yeah,
they were the bad guys, and now they're getting theirs.
See, like that's what a good movie does. They give you a storyline. So right. I think this is a decent one. Like I think the title is repulsive, and but you know it matches all the wacky Hitler pornography Halloween jokes. You know that's pretty cool. It isn't bad. Yeah, it's a decent one. It's one of these days I'm going to find Pound on YouTube and we'll watch that. But
yeah. Until then, I really cannot wait.
This was a watchable Robert Downey Sr. movie.
It was. Right? It was, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Rented Lips. Carl, do you like it? You didn't like it?
No. I liked Robert Downey Jr.'s acting. All right. That's it.
All right. That's well, it. That's all we need, really, in the, you know. At least he did his dad good. So that has been Rented Lips. I hope you guys enjoyed watching the movie in sync with us, even though I wasn't. And we'll be doing this again next week, Carl. And I'm very excited to bring up this movie. But before we do, I just want to do a little house cleaning. This is our third episode of 2021. Last year, we did an episode, and I mentioned Mahjong. We've talked about Kung Fu Mahjong.
Right.
Too. And I mentioned there was a Mahjong movie on Netflix. I got the title of the film wrong. Check out a movie. It's called Mahjong Heroes. I called it Kung Fu Heroes.
Okay. But
Mahjong Heroes from the early 80s. It should still be on Netflix. It's a very funny Mahjong movie. We did have an episode last year, Bawana Devil, which was a little bit distorted during this year in 2021. We'll rebroadcast it. We'll make it available. We're aware of it. Just want to give a shout out, and we hope you enjoyed America 3000 last week, one of our favorite episodes that was originally distorted, and we were glad to get it out there. So, and then of course, our last episode of 2020, we want to thank Pam Benjamin for fixing
online, on the fly
error, but it just so happens that we have the full episode without an interruption available on our YouTube channel. So not only can you hear the original crazy live version, which we appreciate, and that's always on the podcast archive page at miniradio.fm, but that particular episode is also on our YouTube channel, and it's a great introduction to the movies we do, and we talk about all 50 films from 2020. And we look forward to doing movies here in 2021. So we started off with Playing for Keeps. We watched the encore America 3000. We just saw Rented Lips. So next week, we are going, say in the 80s, we're going to be doing 1986's The Morning After with Jane Fonda.
The Morning After. Okay.
It's a great movie, and it's on YouTube. And here, I'll reenact the trailer.
Okay, ready?
In the morning after. Oh, that was great sex, honey. We should, what? You've been murdered? Too bad I drank so much. I don't know what's going on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You got to help me, co-star, male co-star who I didn't kill. That's must be me. I'm Jeff Bridges. The morning after. Not aerobics. The axe. Fonda. Jane.
That sounds good. I can't wait to see that. That looked really good. Sometimes
in a movie trailer, you
just know this film is for me. Wow. She had killed that guy, but she didn't remember because she had been drinking, and then there was the Bridges guy. This is going to be good.
It's like the flight attendant, but 30 years ago.
The morning after. In a world where it's morning after.
After. Well, all right. Well, everyone, I hope you hope that wets your whistle. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with more. Mike's friend. I wrote this song. My turn-ons are satin sheets and the way champagne tickles my nose. I love to paint outdoors. Listen, you should follow me on Twitter. It's Jokes to Carl, the French duh, not the duh. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube
with Mike Spiegelman.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. Let's watch a movie. Hi, this is Carl. I wrote this song. I'm Mike's friend. My turn-ons are satin sheets. I love to be outdoors. Follow me on Twitter. Jokes to Carl. The French duh, not the duh duh. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Mike
Let's watch full-length movie on YouTube
with
Mike Michael Spiegelman. Hello, welcome to LWAFLMOYT. That is the acronym. That's the only way you're going to find our podcast, by typing in LWAFLMOYT. That, of course, stands for Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Mike. Big show today. Big show today.
Oh, we're very excited. We have a special show for you guys. Normally, we watch a full-length movie on YouTube in real time, and you watch the movie and listen to our podcast. We did, exactly 1 year ago, a live show.
And that's what's so great, Mike. It was exactly 1 year. Today is Sunday, March 7, 2021. This show was recorded on Saturday, March 7, 2020. So
2020.
Yeah.
So it's Mutiny Radio, which we are streaming right now. We stream first on mutinyradio.fm every Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 p.m. East Coast Time. And every year they have a comedy festival. And last year was the fifth anniversary. Obviously, this year, due to COVID, it's on hold.
Yeah.
Anything's possible in this cuckoo crazy world. And we did a bunch of live shows. Some of them aired on a Sunday. We had a bunch of great comedians join us for the werewolves. What was it? The rats are here. The werewolves are
The werewolves are coming. The rats are here.
Yeah. What a piece of shit movie that was.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, really bad.
And we did a bunch of other shows, but one of our flagship shows, and this is Carl flew from New Jersey here to San Francisco, and boy, was his arms tired.
Yeah, actually, I lied about that. It was a Boeing. I took a jet. I took a 747.
Damn it, well, now I have to rescind your application for Nobel Peace Prize for flying cross country.
Yeah.
Boy, I have egg on my face. The board's not going to let me lift that off. So Carl came over and we did a live show, and we played on a Saturday on the radio station. We have never aired it on our show until now.
That's right.
So we want to celebrate it, and it is on the cusp of COVID. It was very clear by March 7th there was an issue and things were shutting down. But
I don't know, Mike. It was very clear there was an issue, but things hadn't shut. It was just before.
Yeah. It was definitely just before. I remember putting a plastic bag over the microphone when I spoke.
Right.
I didn't want my droplets on it. But what we did was we set up a projector. We've done this a couple times. And we projected a bunch of shorts on the wall. And these were all shorts about San Francisco.
Right. Frisky.
And yes, the San Francisco. And tons of comics from Frisco were there. Tons of comics who were not from Frisco were there. We had a lot of people, Carl. I don't remember any of them.
The first voice you're going to hear when we play the recording is Bam Benjamin, who's the hero of Mutiny Radio. And we are so grateful to her just to keep it going, give us a platform, keeping comedy alive. Also there was Rachel Pinsler, Mike Nordstrom, James Fisher Jr., and Heather Weigler. And that's who we're going to hear on this report. Great.
And we should mention, these guys are from all across America. They had flown in like Carl did.
Yes.
Through plane, apparently. But to come to San Francisco for this comedy festival where they appeared on several live shows and as well as podcasts, it was a time enjoyed by all. So this is the first time we'll be airing it. And what we want you to do is to join us by going to... Carl, do you have the information on you?
Okay, yeah. So go to YouTube and put in your search... Luggage Tuesdays, two words, Luggage Tuesdays. After you search, then you can filter by channel and you'll come up with Mike's channel called Luggage Tuesdays. You'll see his picture. You'll pick Mike Spiegelman.
Yep, that's then, me at China Beach.
Yeah, I guess. And then you go to the playlists and you'll choose LWAFLMOYTSF show 030720.
Terrific. And this is it's a lot of great stuff if you just want to watch it beforehand or afterwards. Tons to dine on. A lot of key historic San Francisco moments.
Diane Feinstein letting us Mayor. Know that Harvey Milk was shot. And there's Rice-A-Roni commercials.
Yeah.
You've got the Full House in Japanese, the Japanese version of the right. opening. You've got a bunch of going down Market Streets.
Yes, historic. We should just take a step back and say that one was shot like a month before the 1906 earthquake and fire.
Right.
And it's glorious. It's a glorious trip up and down. And we found a bunch of trips up and down Market, the downtown locale.
There's several different episodes.
Yeah. So that's
now my cool. plan was to drive down Market Street with the iPhone going and show yes. the contrast of it. But it was closed. It was closed to vehicular traffic. We couldn't do it. Now I realize, well, I could have just walked. And there's that time lapse feature. Oh, I could have right. still pulled it off.
I doubt you would still be holding your iPhone in your hand, but you got it down to the street. Someone would have swiped it off it. But yeah, that's true. But we also have very exciting homemade footage of us talking about how great the Bay Bridge is.
Yeah.
While we're driving on the Golden Gate Bridge. So that yeah. is just...
Now, Mike, when you hear the tape, you'll see that it was not a hit. It was not a hit with the audience. But you and I loved it. It was our tribute yeah. to the Bay Bridge. And it took place... on the Golden Gate Bridge, and we were just dissing the Golden Gate Bridge, and we would twist, you know, we would pan the camera over to the Bay Bridge, and we clap for yeah. the Bay Bridge.
Listen, we're too clever for our own good. That's solid comedy gold right there. Right. That's yeah.
Right. Now, for the Full House, okay, when I went to San Francisco with you, I made a big deal to go to the Full House itself. And we went there, and then when we got there, we started singing themed cheers to the Full House. Pissed it off.
The house was so pissed off.
I know.
And you know what's strange about the Full House is that I always thought the Full House was in Alamo Square where they have their picnic and
right.
horseback ride. Like that's, they have one of the painted ladies mm-hmm. That are in the background. But no, they live in a pretty nice neighborhood. They live like out in, I guess, Pack Heights or something. I couldn't figure it out.
Well, the GPS took me there, and all I had to do, I just told GPS, Full House. It knew right where to go. As we were leaving, I started singing, Charles in charge of our day.
Uh-huh. And GPS says.
Oh, he was fuming mad.
Mm. Oh, he said, relocating to Burbank, California. To the studio lot.
Now, Mike, I have to do some apologizing to you, and you'll hear it on the tape. I was rude to you in the beginning. I didn't realize it at the time. Now, as you know, Paul used to do our countdown. He was not there in attendance, so I, like, mocked his voice and did it. But I cut you off. You were in the middle of doing the countdown. You were like, 3, 2, and I'm like, no. You know, it was not polite, and I'm sorry. Carl,
no, it's all right. First off, it's fun, you know, because you'll hear it on the tape. It was a great yet chaotic show. We literally had like a microphone in the middle of the audience room and people just got up and talked. And
that's right. Yeah, lots of comedic riff, and really.
Yeah. Well, very cool. So we're excited to play this. This is a celebration of the last time Carl and I met. Last time we did a live show, and I was very excited because I had been trying to get our podcast on a certain comedy festival here in San Francisco every year, and I got rejected like 3 or 4 times.
Mm.
And when the station started doing their own comedy festival, we were a shoo-in, but last year was the year I kind of said, we want to do more shows. We want to be fully involved in it.
Yeah.
And that's what produced the Saturday Night Show, which was pretty cool.
And I did a lot of stand-up in the Mutiny Radio studio. There was this great one. We had to impersonate another comedian, and go up there. So I basically, who's the guy from The Office?
Ricky Gervais.
Okay, so I went up there and did Ricky Gervais just because you had to pretend you were a comedian. I'm not so great with impressions. So I just put on a cockney accent that I'm Ricky Gervais. Pulled it off.
All right, I like Hooters. I like that, Hooters is filled with sexy girls, right? It's just like, I never understood the name. What do owls have to do with sexy girls, am I right? Like the owners was bird-watching fans. Now, quite frankly, I would've named that Bar Tits. You want to make some money, right? Come on down to Ted's. I'm Ricky Gervais. Don't forget a premise, right?
So let's do a little house cleaning before we get into our special episode. If you want to hear Carl's Ricky Gervais episode, if you go to mutinyradio.fm, you can find a link to the Comedy Festival from 2020, and it has every single show in there. And you'll find Carl and you'll find a bunch of other comedians. So we do recommend revisiting the festival. And I want to revisit an episode that aired recently in February. Very exciting. One of our favorite movies, or my favorite movie, Going Bananas.
Yeah.
When it did air in February, unfortunately, there was just a timing issue and the full episode did not air. And a little bit aired. We're trying to, if it's not already on a feed, the replacement one, we would like to offer you the full episode. Here's all you got to do. Notify us on our Twitter account. Our Twitter account is at LWAFLMOYT. Send us a public tweet, says, yo, give me the link. We'll give you a link. We would love for you guys to go to iTunes and write an honest review of what you think of our show. I'm not asking for 5 stars. I just want you to take the time and just put in a review. Give us 2 stars. It's better than no stars or what have you. Just if you could say like, yeah, I did gave you a review. We'll be happy to give you the link. We would love for you to hear the full episode. If it's not already on our feed, we are offering it as a separate download for you.
Bananas.
We're going bananas for you getting bananas or getting going bananas. You want to get go bananas?
So why don't I just tell you once again, go to YouTube, search for Luggage Tuesdays, filter by channel. You'll see Mike's face, pick Mike Spiegelman, go to playlists, and you'll choose LWAFLMOYT SF Show 030720.
All right. Well, sounds great, guys. Here's our episode, our live episode, exactly 1 year ago at the Comedy Festival. We missed live performances. We missed doing live shows. Carl and I miss hanging out together and doing stuff and just doing not doing stuff. But we hope you enjoyed the show. And there's a lot of great freaky San Francisco stuff in it and a lot of great chaotic live act. And that's it. That's all I got.
Download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco.
Guess who's singing the song right now? Yeah, that's Carl.
MutinyRadio.fm. Why not make a donation? MutinyRadio.fm. Streaming live.
Carl, the amazing genius behind the Mutiny Radio theme song, is here live in the studio right now. We're going to watch a full-length movie on YouTube. with Mike Spiegelman and Carl in the flesh. We have on microphones Jeremy Demery, Mike Nordstrom, James Fisher Jr., Mike Spiegelman, Carl, and we also have Heather Bigler in the house. Yay! Yay! Here we all are. Woo!
Okay, how about now?
Yes.
All right. All right, Mike is futzing with the internet, and we're going to watch things that are about San Francisco.
Ooh.
Okay.
So this is a full film on YouTube, but
well,
it's a film about San Francisco.
Well, that's our theme usually. Tonight we're doing clips.
Hello.
Ooh,
like
clips.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember they went in black and white down Market Street, and it was like a couple days before the fire?
Oh, cool. I love old-timey shit.
That was a
and
fire?
Remember when that milk was shot?
Milk?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was milk. In the 70s, right? Yeah.
I thought somebody, like, took a gun and shot a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And remember...
Test.
Well, there's also a tourist one from a trolley train.
Okay.
And there was an earthquake in 89 when it was the World Series.
Right. I remember when that happened.
And so we are going to see stuff like this about your fair city.
Good. We'll keep it a surprise.
The city that always sleeps... Listen, I heard about the fires and the smoke that you had to endure. That really sounds like it was terrible.
In 1904 or like in Santa Rosa last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, both.
We're out of the yes. dispensaries.
All the smoke. I feel like I smoke so much pot that I'm messing with the air at this point. I've ruined the whole biome here in San Francisco.
Pam went camping. Next thing you know, Smokey is out with the boys squirting the water.
I love bears.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, no, I'm ready. So why don't we let people know, if you are listening to the show right now, you can find our playlist on YouTube. Go to YouTube, type in Luggage Tuesdays. That is the channel that is hosting the playlist. Click playlist. It's called LWAFLMOYTSF Show.
What 37.
LWAFLMOYT. Yeah. And then that is our, Carl and I does a show called Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie on YouTube, and we're excited to do this with a great bunch of comedians here.
Woo!
We are going to watch snippets of San Francisco for an hour as Carl revealed all the storyline anyway. But here we go. So
it's eating time.
We don't have the Paul Brumbaugh to do the countdown, so I'm going to let you guys click the link to the playlist. Hit play, hit pause, get to 000. We're going to go ahead and play this full playlist at 3,
Shall I do
2,
Paul?
What?
Shall I do Paul?
No, I was going to finish the countdown.
No,
I was in the middle of the countdown.
Come on, it's a tradition.
All right. Okay. Do you
All
mind?
All right, kids, you know the drill. Get your finger hovering over that triangle, and in 3, 2, 1.
You stop me at 3, 2 and say, can I do the countdown?
Nothing says San Francisco quite like a dinner of broken
families.
Is it in black and white?
That's why I like coming 50s. Here for that fresh rice-a-roni.
Well, the city's known for its rice-a-roni. It's macaroni and rice. It's delightful.
Everybody listening, this is in black and white, and there are no black people anywhere in this commercial.
I have woken up to many a rice-a-roni hangover.
Well,
is that just a whole potato?
Yeah, I'm so tired of it. If only there was there is a substitute.
Hold on, you woke up to a rice-a-roni hangover, so you woke up hungover and made rice-a-roni?
That's hungover.
This is before they knew how to film food. This doesn't even look glamorous. Like, none of this looks appetizing at all.
It looks how it looks when you actually make it. That's not
black and white. Yeah, gray.
This is like warns people like not to go to prison because the food is so bad.
Yeah. Oh, we got ads. I'm gonna have to skip to these.
I tried to make rice.
Oh my God! There's a puppy.
All right,
and
ad skip.
There's, oh no! Not the puppy disappeared.
Very exciting.
Time out, Michaels.
But now we're going to go to
make
some
it
baseball.
Like a,
hi,
do you want
to
make it a
show.
Full? Do you want to make it full screen, or do you like it to be?
Oh,
I
know. I like it like this. Are you guys okay with this?
Oh, okay.
For those who don't understand sports, baseball is where they use sexual innuendos to explain to you what's going on.
Hold on, what?
Right, it's not the other way around.
Oh, right.
Friendly
sorry,
face,
homeschooled.
Color.
What year is this?
Oh, this
1989.
Is
1989. Welcome to the World Series. And it was pretty cool because it was Oakland versus the San Francisco.
No, not San Diego. San Francisco Giants.
Giants and the A's.
This is a Subway Series.
Pretty good matchup Bart for this series. Town.
This looks like the opening to Growing Pains. What is this?
It's the opening to Growing Pains.
This I is would the call world. It the Subway Series, but you guys don't. The Trolley Series.
We're watching, guys thinking about all the mistakes
we're watching
made.
ABC.
Oh, look at that mustache. That's right.
Giants versus the A's. I wonder who's going to win this game.
Ugh, that's what he looks like he's saying.
Marty McFly would bet on this when he got the book for, you know.
Oh, this is the game he bet on?
He passed
Marty,
on this
I
game.
I told you never mess with the timeline.
Huh, I shouldn't bet on this game.
That's a solid movie trilogy, Back to the Future.
Check out that spicy
all these wonderful
lettuce.
Mustaches.
Oh, my God. Where's what the fuck is his stash?
Yeah. He shaved it right before.
That's why
the game.
He looks so.
Looks
sad
like one
right
of Wayne's
now.
Brothers.
He
that guy just
it.
Fucked a kid.
The mustache gave it away.
That's what started the earthquake. It was earth shattering.
You can see the look guilt the, in his eyes. Look at the panorama, right? Nothing wrong. Everything's fine
Everything's
today.
Great.
Just another day.
Look at that trolley going to its imminent death.
What is up with this sitcom opening music?
Transamerica building. Everything's fine
Everything's
today.
Everything. Hey, there's the San Francisco Chinatown gate. Everything's good.
I feel like I'm about to see Bob Saget yelling at the Olsen twins.
The Giants and Coit the Oakland Tower. A's. You don't even need to leave the Bay Area to watch shitty baseball.
Oh, joke's on you anyway.
In the crowd is Dirty Harry. Just a San Francisco day.
Didn't Dirty Harry put Scorpio down? He did in a Candlestick or Kazar? Yeah, Candlestick.
I'm just glad we're not playing the 95 World Series where the Cleveland Indians lost the Atlanta Braves. So you guys would watch me cry all over again.
Wow, 27 years. What an
How did
honor.
It take us this long to get to the actual game?
I know. We had a Star Wars scroll.
It's like we were actually waiting to get in the stadium. Like it shouldn't have took this long.
People are leaving for the cars. Young Al Michaels.
I can't take him seriously. Yeah. No mustache. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I can't hear you over your lack of mustache.
Sir, you're cyber.
Whoever is waxing his eyebrows did a weird thing. They
yeah, like
yeah.
One of them is really full.
He's got some really
I give
strange.
Up.
Yeah, he's got Romulan eyes there, yeah.
Maybe he's Arch.
Those eyebrows are au natural.
I remember this. I was actually upstairs in the bathroom on the toilet doing a deuce when this. It was like four something in the afternoon.
Were you listening to the game while you're dropping a deuce?
No, I was just upstairs dropping a deuce, and when everything started to shimmy shimmy shake. Not to spoiler alert this.
Yeah, these guys aren't from here.
I was in Jersey watching this on TV, and the next thing you know, I was calling Michael. You okay?
I was in Spain that year, and it was in the news and everything. People were crying.
In Italy?
In Spain, there was some. I knew some Californians.
1989, when baseball was good and steroids were clean.
Get ready.
All right, but precap of the previous game.
Can't believe they got the guy from Happy Gilmore to Shooter McGavin.
He eats shit for breakfast. Did you know that?
You're so out.
That's a big black man.
A lot of baseball.
I thought it was coming right this second.
You know what? We got to get the baseball recap first.
Where is Mark McGwire?
Probably beating his wife and doing steroids.
Yeah, 89.
Oh! What?
You can take
What's
the man
happening?
Out of baseball, but you can't take the baseball out of the man.
Oh! World Series.
World Series? Technical difficulty.
Is this what like actually happened on that day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then everybody, oh, shit.
People were in the stadium and the earthquake hit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh.
And pieces of the stadium.
Now
like,
listen to that crowd.
Roaring. Someone made an awesome play.
Right. It's like someone made a great play. It's more like, we're alive! Yeah.
Who here likes the Grateful Dead?
Yeah. It is like a dead crowd.
Did they play the game after that?
No.
No.
All right, keep going.
Pieces of the stadium like fell out. People came home with chunks of the stadium.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Mike, you remember that dead song you like? You turned me on to.
It Which went, one? Oh yeah, the one that goes.
Now we're just looking at words. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to comment on?
They're saying, we don't know if we're on the air or not.
What was it on the Richter scale for this earthquake?
It was big. It was like, what, 7.2 or 7.1?
It was a big one.
Do you remember when the highway, not that I was there, the highway collapsed?
Yeah, the Bay Bridge collapsed on itself.
7.2, that's about average.
There were other, there were Oakland freeways that collapsed on top of each other. And so
this game saved lives.
My dick joke was so subtle.
I'm glad we watched the last fucking 40 seconds of ABC World Series.
Okay, so now we are in 1903, and cool. Teddy Roosevelt is coming to parade down
Market Street, folks. Before the parade, America.
I thought that was on the video.
No, really?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a recording.
This is old-timey San Francisco, see? Yeah, get out of the way, kid.
Is something going to happen? Like, somebody going to get
no
ran
over? No earthquake. No earthquake yet. No big fire yet.
Are we watching earthquake footage?
Look, there's the very first.
Is this earthquake porn?
No, that was 1903. Yeah, there's some earthquake porn in there. We got a couple more clips.
Very, very first bike messenger to your right.
You're talking earthquake porn.
He's yelling at the car, the one car on the street. He's yelling at you, motherfucker!
Everybody in this video looks like they say extry.
Extry. Late afternoon newspaper edition. Oh, early evening edition. Well, this is it. They are the Raiders.
Everybody in this video looks like
ladies,
they killed my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather for their land.
They just walk right in front.
And again, no black people. I'm outraged.
Well, no, they're all on their way to the local lynching.
Oh, I'm black. It's cool. He can say that.
Oh, I see. That's the Ellis Building, which still exists. It's one of the only buildings that survived the earthquake. It still exists at the end of Ellis Street. It's 13... stories tall, and it was the largest building to survive the earthquake.
This
what
is 3 years
is
before the
it
1906.
Still exists. Still, what the hell is that?
Ellis? I like how no one gives a shit about traffic and
they just
walk,
right
through the
in.
Street.
It's just like today.
I know it's in black and white, but you can still see the blood of my ancestors all over that road.
Is this Newsies?
There's no Newsies in this one.
They now, didn't have only visual. You cannot smell. There is horse manure everywhere in
and
the air.
People shit,
but
too.
Somehow there's more shit on our streets now.
Yeah.
And more people on this walking on the street.
Of what? It's been a presentation of cut the video.
I wish the Library of Congress had like all the dark shit the CIA did.
We got an
what
ad.
Is Verbo and why do they keep popping up?
Skip. All right, congratulations to Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio for going.
Now, this is a guy who got a home run.
You know, Marilyn was so interesting because she married a bunch of ugly guys in a row. Like
Wait,
Arthur
is
Miller.
Is the audio not going through?
Joe DiMaggio was a handsome man.
Are you kidding me? Look, he just smiled. Do you see those teeth? Is it back before?
But when his mouth is closed,
was
he's hot.
He's Michael Strahan people in the 50s? Come on.
Like, JFK wasn't, like, that good looking if you look at him. I had she fucked him and his brother.
It is great to JFK see who gave JFK syphilis.
JFK was gangly. He was a gangly motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker's teeth was everything.
And he's Irish. Gross.
What is an AIDS activist?
It's better than active AIDS.
This is a sweet Rage Against the Machine music video.
I thought these were people who were like against people with AIDS, and I was just like, why did they exist? It's fucked up.
Perfect.
Yeah, he looks like he has AIDS.
Guys, welcome to the show. It's $15.
Hey, they're part of the station. It's cool.
Okay, $7.
What if they just
it's
walked
Professor
out?
Gable. It's Professor Gable.
$15. Who the fuck you? Nah.
There's a $10 walking fee. No.
Right. Oh, okay.
Okay, here, we'll
oh,
take
shit.
It.
All right, well, thank
for
you.
Both of you. Perfect. Thank you, guys. Oh, even better. Let me get you a change.
Why are they wearing Pope hats? Does the Pope have AIDS? Is there a Pope with AIDS?
Oh, old Pope AIDS. Pam
now,
has changed.
Throughout the years, there have been over 100 flaws it went away.
You know, it's really hard to find something funny about AIDS.
not that hard.
It was out. It's out there.
Our YouTube channel.
Hell yes.
He wants us to click on his penis.
Oh, shit, he does.
Yeah, that's the exact
he said
right.
Down here.
Not without a condom.
All right, who's driving dirty? And like, you not don't hold the fucking phone while you drive.
Is this on Snapchat?
Is this on Snapchat?
Is this going to be one of those Facebook Live deaths?
Oh, shit. I think it is.
This is Carl and us from last night. We got on the other night, we were on the... we're talking about the Bay Bridge right now.
Did they call it the Golden Gate Bridge?
How much does it cost to go across the Golden Gate Bridge?
Like $7.
Wow.
Only coming into the city. It's free to leave.
So
it's free to leave.
So what we're doing here is we're going over the Golden Gate Bridge and paying tribute to the Bay Bridge.
We're paying tribute to the Bay Bridge right now.
I don't get it. It's not even gold.
Well, no, the Golden Gate is the body of water under the bridge. That's what they have always called it.
I was being facetious.
When I was a kid, somebody said it used to be gold, but then, like, oxidation turned it orange.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I blame Trump. It's one of the environmental problems today.
Like, Statue of Liberty wasn't always green.
It's true.
True. We're having fun.
Is this really you guys?
Yeah, this is us. That's Carl Driving.
Why is this in the video compilation?
Why?
Because we haven't gone to the murder yet.
Right. We're going to jump. We're going to jump as the next video.
Grammarly.
After Grammarly, Carl and I will jump off the bridge.
Hey, how you doing?
Look at a computer. You need Grammarly.
Whatever happened to predictability?
All right, now finally the Full House intro. And this is the one for Japan with more San Francisco locations.
Whoa. Oh, the best.
Whatever happened to predict?
The best anime ever.
The Milkman, the Paperboy,
TV.
Finally, we get to see how Bob Saget reacts to Godzilla.
You look.
Every way you look.
There's a heart. And
you know the dude who did this also did like the Family Ties theme song, and he did the fucking the Steve Urkel one.
This dude was
Family Matters?
Yes, it's the same dude.
Family Matters doesn't matter. Steve Urkel's what matters.
How you doing, Carl?
That is right.
Wasn't there an episode of Full House where Steve Urkel like visited them?
He was on Full House and he was on Boy Meets World. They did a whole it was such a big deal.
Now, is it weird looking at these young girls and say, wow, I bet they're gonna become drug addicts later?
Hey, the one who did meth is hot as fuck right now, all right?
Yeah, it makes you skinny. I had an ex-girlfriend, she used to do meth. Seen her recently? Yeah. Stopped doing meth? Looked way better.
So meth is a better diet than keto.
Not doing meth really packs on the pounds.
Okay, we're now watching Russ Meyer's movie, Mondo Topless, from 1966.
Building.
The plot is a lot of titties.
Starring more buildings.
Broke-ass Willy Wonka going on right now.
Oh, that's the...
Is that the Slim Jim factory? What's going on?
No, that's Tommy's joint and the hotel that is now a medical center.
Oh, that's right by... We're right in my neighborhood. Oh. That ugly building is still there. Yay.
No,
how you doing, lady?
Is it not?
It's SF General.
Oh. I thought that was the... There's a building that's like on Van Ness by Geary and it's ugly like that.
Oh, my God. Another fucking...
Now, this is the most famous video we have. It's a trip down Market Street.
Before the fire.
Yes, hey.
Sure is not smoky right now.
Oh, my fucking God. It's the same video.
Yeah, no, this is 3 years
like
later.
Like, nothing's different.
It was Christmas before.
No, yeah, that was 1903. That's 1906.
The ground's still white.
The Ellis building's there again. And then we're coming up to Powell because that street's still there. That building is still there, too, that big one in the background right there on Powell. I think it's like a Forever 21 now, but it's still there.
Oh, it closed Forever 21. This one is so much better.
You can see so everything much more clearly. You can see
all the these horns go, ooga. Like, I don't like this.
Old man Jenkins car.
You can clearly hear the people rambling to themselves as they cross the street. It's a really nice print.
There's way more cars in this 3 years later.
I like how there's no lanes. That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Anybody want to know some Black history trivia?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you know why black people called white people honkies? Like, you know where they came from?
Yes.
Do you know?
I think so.
Answer it.
You tell me.
He invented it.
Oh, wait.
No, well, because like at brothels or whorehouses, like when a white man would pull outside with his car, they would go, oh, honky here. Like, he got a car, he got money. Like, so that's where honky comes from.
Really?
I always thought it was because they honk to like beckon the
They did that too, but they always was just like, he got a car because having a car back then. was like a big status symbol. Like, you didn't need one because, as you can see, the people walking are going as fast as the cars. You didn't need one.
Yeah, but with so much effort. Oh.
That bicycle trying to go slow.
Yeah, there's a trolley there, buddy. Yeah, don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody.
Like, nobody's even scared of being hit by a car. They're just like, oh, whatever. It's good. It'll fucking hurt.
They'll bounce right off.
You know, they're already dying of giardia. I mean, car would take them out of their misery.
Look, all the ladies' outfits are bullshit.
100%. Where are the short shorts?
Like, instead of wearing a jacket, they, like, cover everything and you're warm.
Now we can't wear dresses that long on Market Street because it'll get covered in feces.
It's true. They have your dress covered in feces.
You don't think they're covered in feces right now?
Well, but horse feces doesn't smell as bad because it's just made of grass.
All those horses and you don't think feces are around. Okay, all right.
That's why I primarily eat grass diets.
Nor anybody in the vehicles nor the people themselves has any respect for human life in this video. Wow.
And it sounds a little bit sexual. And it is.
Bicycles are cruising.
Like, I hope whoever made this video, like, I hope like, for some reason they're still alive and they know that we're doing this. So making a mockery of their life's work.
What? I hope they're still alive to see how shitty their fucking video is.
So my plan was to go right down the street and record it again today.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Can't drive down.
Can you walk down it? Because that's what these motherfuckers are doing.
You have to take a taxi down it. If you want to.
You could have walked down it and it would have looked exactly the same.
Public cars.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
It's coming soon, the 6th. Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. 6 venues. 24 shows, 7 days, 75 comics from all over the United States at amazing local venues. Asiento, Atlas Cafe, El Rio, Milk Bar, OMG, and the Bar on Dolores. Special headliner shows at El Rio Thursday night, 7 and 9 o'clock, featuring Scott Capurro, headliner, amazing comedian, also Andy Iwancio out of Seattle, here for the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. All tickets are $10, except the headlining show, which are $20. You can find all of the shows on Mutiny Radio's Eventbrite. Reserve them now. And don't miss out. 2021, the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival.
Black Bloc, a novel about protest from Sanjiro. A sample. The walk from Union Square to the bar is a long way for a drink, so you want a few stopovers. You get warmed up at Lefty O'Doul's, an old-time tavern with memorabilia and a menu from another century. Then a Market Street dive to rub elbows with the hoi polloi. Next is a Folsom Leather Bar. The dark goth soundtrack is a refreshing change from the usual jukebox anthems, but you must avert your eyes lest you observe gentlefolk in flagrante. That means fucking. Tonight, none of these places are open unless looters have broken in. The city is shut down because of the riots. Thank you. Find me at sanjurowriter.com, and Black Bloc is on Amazon.
Hamilton live streaming radio, or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
MutinyRadio.fm.
Why not make a donation?
MutinyRadio.fm.
Streaming live the station.
MutinyRadio.fm.
District of the Mission.
MutinyRadio.fm.
MutinyRadio.fm. Listen to live streaming radio, or download a podcast and you can listen on the go. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
Look, why not go to MutinyRadio.fm? Hit the donate button, stream them live, download a podcast, have some fun!
San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio. San Francisco Mutiny Radio.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes.
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
LSD, FAP, acid and fapping, fapping and acid, fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you. That song is called Acid and Fapping.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastix.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
I was just leaving the theater.
Convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black glasses.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising in
Saturday
that Cadillac
too.
On the freeway. Good feeling.
I am a total fraud. Lori Stone's voice is absolutely right. I am petty, rebellious, and adolescent. and I will cut
the Blake. Shit. Henry, yeah. Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.